You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We don't agree with violence. We do not agree with the government. We do.
The Wire.
The most recent food price report from StatsNZ hints at a tough future for Kiwis' wallets. The report says that annual food prices have increased by 12.5%, the largest increase in food prices since September 1987. To learn more about what food items substantially increased in price, I spoke to James Mitchell, Manager for Consumer Price Delivery at StatsNZ. What are the key contributors to this increase in food prices nationwide?
So in terms of the groups that we publish, grocery foods is the main contributor to the overall increase. Grocery food prices, they increased 14% in the year, and this includes items like eggs, potato chips and yogurt. But if we look at just the individual items that contributed the most, we could also see things like tomatoes and dining out being significant contributors to the overall increase in food prices.
Relative to global food price trends, are food prices in New Zealand increasing at a faster rate?
So if we look within the OECD, New Zealand is sitting between Mexico at 12% and Luxembourg at 12.7%, and we are below the OECD average of 14.7%. And out of the 38 OECD countries, there are only 11 countries with lower food inflation than us.
Right, so relatively speaking, we are doing quite well compared to other countries?
Yeah, there's quite a range of different food inflation rates between the different countries. They go as low as 3%, as high as 69% in some extreme cases. There aren't too many which are lower than us, and we're sort of thereabouts with a lot of other countries around that 12% range.
This conversation isn't new, but will the removal of GST substantially ease pressures on Kiwis' wallets?
So we measure changes in prices that everyday New Zealanders pay at the checkout. So anything that influences the prices, or those prices, is captured in the stats that we publish. So hypothetically, if everything else is kept equal, then a removal of the tax will reduce the prices that we show that New Zealanders are paying at the checkout. So in recent times, we have shown falls in the prices of fuel and public transport, and they were direct results from the government's response to COVID-19. And on the flip side, we also showed increases in prices when GST was introduced in 1986 and the subsequent increases to GST.
Does this record increase in food prices reflect persistent high inflation?
So increases in food prices doesn't so much reflect inflation, rather it is the inflation. So annual increases in food rose above 5% back in January 2022. And they increased to over 12% in April this year. But if you look at the other side of the equation, businesses have also experienced increases in the prices they pay for their inputs in the past couple of years. Towards the middle of last year, the prices for the inputs that they experienced was over 9%, and farm expenses were up by 15% year on year in the same period.
That was James Mitchell, Manager for Consumer Price Delivery at StatsNZ.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.